Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's program.
Taylor Levy stands near an international bridge that connects Juarez and El Paso. She's an immigration attorney, and she's been here since 4 in the morning.
Standing in Mexico right by where you pay your 5 pesos to be able to enter to present for your court hearing, and I pretty much just like look around and try and look for people who look like they might be going to court.
She spots a father and daughter. The little girl wears a puffy black coat and shoes topped with giant bows, the color of rainbow sherbet. Her father carries papers in a plastic bag, a signal to Levy that he's probably on his way to an immigration hearing. She races over to give advice.
Basically, we're just letting people know that we think that some of the judges might no-show because of the virus.
Levy has reason to think judges might not show. They've joined government prosecutors and immigration lawyers in a call for an emergency shutdown of all immigration courts. These groups are usually on opposite sides, but they agree on this. Keeping courts open puts everyone's health at risk.
Earlier this week, on Sunday, evening of March 15th,
representatives from the groups held a press call Tuesday.
COVID-19 does not discriminate. We are all in it together.
Ashley Tabador is president of the Immigration Judges Union. She said there's been no transparency from the government.
There's no engagement. There's no discussion with any stakeholder.
She's learned about court closures and postponements through late-night tweets.
We don't understand their logic.
On the same call, Fannie Behar Ostro, head of the union representing ICE attorneys, said migrants are being forced to choose
between attending court on the one hand, but these have not protecting themselves against exposure to the coronavirus by not attending court
and risking deportation. Since the call, the government has issued some guidelines, like allowing judges to limit the number of people inside the courtroom at a time. But it stopped short of fully closing the courts. And this came after some hearings had already been packed earlier in the week.
I'm standing here on San Antonio Avenue in downtown El Paso, outside the federal building where immigration court takes place. The court is still open. On Monday, about 30 asylum seekers showed up in government vans. They were escorted into court wearing face masks. The courtroom was so crowded, reporters weren't allowed inside, but I was able to talk to someone later who saw the proceedings up close.
None of the people in their home finally.
Imelda Maynard is an attorney with Catholic Charities. She says people sat close together on benches. There was no way to follow the government's own guidelines for social distancing.
There really isn't room in that courtroom for the people appearing to sit 6 feet apart from one another. It's a pretty small courtroom.
Maynard says there's no good option for asylum seekers waiting in Mexico.
Afternoon, everybody.
Close the courts and they're stuck there even longer. Keep the courts open and they risk catching and spreading the virus.
It feels like it's a total catch-22 because on the one hand, you don't want to prolong their suffering, but at the same time, you don't want them to get sick.
One proposal, telephonic hearings. But that won't work for everybody. Maynard says not all asylum seekers in Mexico have access to phones or mailing addresses. And then,
this program is just such a cluster. There's just no good solution.
The federal government did not respond to a request for additional details on the new guidelines or the decision to keep some courts open. At the international bridge, attorney Taylor Levy continues to give advice. She'd like to see asylum seekers released into the U.S. so they can isolate in safer conditions with relatives.
That our government is choosing to treat people in such vulnerable situations in the midst of a global pandemic is still utterly shocking.
For now, she provides whatever guidance she can. I'm Mallory Falk on the U.S.-Mexico border.
To really taking hold in Wuhan.